There's a man going around taking names.
Welcome back to Matchlin Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to say something about Foxconn. Somebody called in the other day. We talked about it a little bit, but now Foxconn comes out with a press release saying, well, we may be making electric cars for an outfit called Fisker. They got a lot of play out of it. There was a big article in the Wall Street Journal, made it sound like, well, they're going to be doing this. This has been going on for 3 years. They started out saying that they were going to make large screen TVs, then small screen. Then they were going to be a consulting group. Then they were going to make coffee toasters. Then they were going to make ventilators. They never did any of it. And now they are saying electric cars, but they're very careful because you don't want to run afoul of regulatory authorities. So they're saying it's for sure, but it's something that we may happen. They said that with toasters. They said that with large screen TVs, small screens. They are simply sitting there demanding more taxpayer money when Mount Pleasant and Racine have already bonded for almost $1 billion to prepare a site, throw people out of their homes. And now they just do a PR job and they convince people at newspapers to have headlines like Foxconn to make electric cars. Same headline said Foxconn to make toasters, coffee makers, Foxconn to make ventilators, Foxconn to make large screen TVs, Foxconn to make small screen, Foxconn to be consultants. This is fake, guys, fake. We're out almost $1 billion because Mount Pleasant and Racine are going to default. The Mount Pleasant board are Republicans, which means that they can't be trusted with taxpayer dollars because they're Republicans. When they default, the state's on the hook. When I say the state, I mean you. Yeah, you. Whoever's listening to the show, you. Your tax dollars are on the hook for a Chinese company who said they were going to create 13,000 jobs at 53,000 a year, and they haven't done it. And they want more money now. Fortunately, I'll say this again, very good group has brought an action for breach of contract. The law is you go to the government agency, Racine and Mount Pleasant, say sue them for breach of contract. They breached the contract. They said they were going to do this and they didn't. And what happens? They say go pound sand and then you can bring it on your own. Now they're trying to negotiate with Evers to wiggle out and maybe get a little less money. They should get no money. The state should throw them out for breach of contract and demand $1 billion back. Go to the lines. Betsy of Madison. Betsy, you just won a t-shirt. So at the end of the call, give Luke your mailing info and he'll send you a Devil t-shirt. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today?
Well, just talking about Foxconn, I wish you were governor. I mean, sometimes Tony Evers is, I don't know, it's probably the law and everything with that, but I mean, it's just been a terrible stain on our whole state, and it's going to carry with our grandchildren or probably our great-grandchildren. I mean, for what? For just a con job. It's Foxconn, yeah. I'm glad you keep talking about it because we can never forget what these Republicans, Scott Walker, wrote on a napkin or whatever they did. I don't know. It's just people still are hurting from, you know, being thrown off their homes and everything like that. It's just, well, thank you, Matt, for all you do.
Well, thank you for calling, Betsy, and stay on the line. Give Luke your mailing info. Yeah, I want to follow up on that quickly. You're absolutely right. Walker's the guy who did it, and Trump told him to do it, and Ron Johnson, and frankly, Paul Ryan. They all stood with these golden shovels and posed for a picture, digging for Foxconn. Walker had no business experience. You know, he said he was a businessman. He was not. He dropped out of college, and he went to work for the American Red Cross, then he ran for the Assembly. He doesn't know anything about business. And he sat there. and he offers him $1 billion, and they write $4.5 billion on a napkin, and he nods and he's titillated by that's how business is done. What happened was Trump called him up, told him to do it. Ron Johnson sucked along. Paul Ryan sucked along. They did it because they were coming up on elections in 2018 and 2020 for Walker and Trump. And they wanted to look as if they'd brought industrial jobs to Wisconsin. It's a fake. It's a Chinese company that has skipped out in the middle of the night in other places. They can't be trusted. And Walker had the Wisconsin signed a contract that could guarantee over $4 billion. So far, it's been about $1 billion in bonding. And I'll tell you something. I think that Evers should have brought a breach of contract suit earlier and for damages for the billion that we're going to have to bail Mount Pleasant out. Places like Mount Pleasant should not be able to bond. You get these Republican areas. They know nothing about money. Dumber than a bag of rocks, and suddenly they get us on the hook? I don't think so, but that's what happened. Okay, we're going back to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today? Wisco Paul.
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. Walker should never be able to run for office again. That's right. Foxconn thing is, I don't want to get off my topic here because Foxconn is just a, thank God a Democrat wasn't stupid enough to sign a contract on a napkin, for God's sake. Hey, I got a question here. The Republicans in the state legislature, and it's kind of near and dear to me because I do drive the roads quite a bit, not as much as I used to, but they're doing a bill that would divert portions of the Wisconsin sales tax revenue, like when you purchase a vehicle or a car or something. Oh, and that goes to, my understanding, it goes to the general fund, and they want to divert that away and put it in the road and infrastructure projects, which I want the roads fixed as much as the next guy, because our infrastructure really needs it bad. I mean, that you're only as good as your infrastructure, but I can't, what's the bad of doing that? If you take the money out of the general fund, that the general fund is used for other things, and why can't you just, I don't know, I'm maybe sell bonds or something like that to fix the roads. But anyway, would you explain this to me, why you shouldn't or should take money out of the general fund when you buy in a vehicle and put it in the infrastructure project? Thank you, Matt, and you have a great day.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Good point. And I'll say it as simply as possible so that people get hold of this thing. But here's the deal. There is a segregated fund for road repair and new road construction, and it's theoretically paid for by the gasoline tax. Well, the Republicans and it used to be that the gasoline tax was indexed, which means that it'd go up with inflation, which was about 2% a year, 1.5%, 2% a year. And then nobody would notice it, and there's plenty of money, and we had good roads. The Republicans decided to propose that that it be frozen, and if you have to increase it, you have to take a vote. Well, nobody wants to take a vote to increase taxes. So therefore, it froze, and we didn't have enough money. You know, when you repair a road or build a road, it costs more each year, right? Inflation for materials and salaries and all that. So for a while, the state was taking money out of the general fund, but the general fund money should be going to education and a lot of other things. So now the Republicans always objected to taking money out of the general fund to put it for transportation, for roads rather. Now what you're saying is some of them, and I don't know if there's unanimity in the legislature or not, want to divert some of the sales tax to it. I oppose sort of cherry picking out of the sales tax for flavor of the day type objectives, okay? And in other words, if you are going to take money out of a general fund and put it in something specific, you should go ahead and do it above board in the sunlight and not somehow slip it in. I personally think that they should index the gasoline tax, because the whole idea behind the gasoline tax, and ours is a lot lower than a lot of places in the country, is that if inflation goes up 2%, And it costs more for materials to construct a road and for salaries, the gasoline tax would go up 2%. You'd have the money. You're not making any more money out of it. then people say, I don't want any gasoline tax. I don't want any taxes at all. Okay, fine. You wouldn't have a police force. You wouldn't have an army, and you wouldn't have roads, and you'd have strong men and military overlords. This is a democracy. Deal with it. Some people say we should have toll roads. I don't want toll roads. About 30% of money from toll roads doesn't go to the roads. It goes for infrastructure and overhead. It goes for salaries and administration and all that. And then people avoid the tolls. In this state, people would go on country roads and get as far away as possible from the toll roads. Then people want to increase the registration fee for some things like trucks and all that. The point of the matter is that the easiest thing would be to re-index the sales, gasoline tax. That's kind of a sales tax, by the way, Paul. It's kind of a sales tax because it's on gasoline. It's just limited to that. That's the way to do it. But not just say, okay, we're going to go back in the general fund, which the Republicans opposed, but we're going to sneakily do it by designating some of the sales tax. Why do it with the sales tax? Do it with the gasoline tax. Paul, thanks very much. You know, speaking of the skullduggery that's coming around, the Republican, you're not going to believe this, the Republican Party, through the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, have brought an action in Waukesha County Circuit Court to overrule the DNR's treatment and cleaning procedures for forever chemicals. Honest to Pete, they took Waukesha because it's one of the most conservative counties in the state, and their Court of Appeals, they think, would be conservative. And if it goes to the Wisconsin Supreme Court right now, it's technically four conservative judges against three. But we're talking about forever chemicals. They last forever. They're carcinogens. People in Marinette County drinking bottled water, they're being discharged in Green Bay. And now the manufacturers say the DNR can't regulate them. We're going to a break. I'm going to talk about that a little more. Our lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. In measured hundredweight and penny pounds.